Chef and restaurateur Barbara Lynch is one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2017. She's won several James Beard Awards, oversees 7 restaurants in the Boston area, including the elegant No. 9 Park, which was named Best New Restaurant by Food & Wine Magazine when it opened in 1998. It's in Boston's high-rent historic Beacon Hill area, and as Barbara says in her new memoir, it's only about 7 minutes, but a world away from where she grew up, South Boston.
I love this restaurant. Don't you? I love this one.
We met up as dinner was being prepared in No. 9 small kitchen.
Hola.
How you doing, Chef?
Good, Chef. How are you?
Barbara high-fiving her prep line.
I heard the meatballs are fierce.
The walk-in fridge crammed with fresh produce.
Women have bigger closets than this. You know what I mean?
Asparagus, peppers, radishes, shallots, beets.
It's where some of her signature dishes begin.
Mousseron mushrooms and sea urchin are amazing. Mousserons are these tiny mushrooms that are really earthy. And then fresh sea urchins that you just have opened and sort of cleaned. And I can just remember opening this tiny little walk-in back here. And it's the most amazing smell.
Oh, and look, a huge plate of blondies, perfectly crisp edges, but the center's deemed too soft to serve tonight.
Oh, you should probably get rid of these, so... We will probably take these away from you because they're too rare. And so we will take them right now. Oh, my God, they're so good.
In exchange, I gave Barbara an old classic cookbook from French chef Jean-Louis Paladin.
Look at that. Potato and black truffle cake with black truffle. I'm making that next.
How did Barbara Lynch get to this point? A fan of Jean-Louis Paladin and Chef Joël Robuchon, all the great chefs. Barbara Lynch is a self-described townie from Southie. She grew up in a notorious housing project, dropped out of high school. Her new memoir is Out of Line, A Life Playing with Fire, and hers was. A heads up, Barbara's language can be as salty as the clam shack food she adored as a kid. And her life story includes a gang rape when she was 7. So a warning, but again, a question. How did she get from there to here? This is someone who, as a preteen, stole pine nuts to give her friends a taste of pesto. Now we huddled around the gorgeous photographs in the Paladin book.
This is what I want cooking to come back to.
Jean-Louis Paladin?
Jean-Louis Paladin. All the masters.
Yeah.
Like, why do we even have a round plate anymore? Everybody plates on the side of the plate instead of, like, that beautiful... bouillabaisse, I just, like, this beautiful crab mi fui. Like, it's just, everything's together instead of little dots and little, try to figure me out what ingredient am I. It's what? Like a painting. It's like, in some ways it's like there's an abstract painting and then there's a Renoir. You know, it's like one is all together and then one is just, like, you're supposed to figure it out.
And you like the Renoir.
Oh, yeah, I do. I like the classics. I love the masterpieces. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's such an art for you at this point. There's no way you were coming across masters and masterpieces when you were growing up.
No, my mom, it was on a shingle and you're going to like it. I would say to her, now, Mom, would that be seasoned? Do you think it's seasoned that?
Well, but your mom, our mothers, they're the first ones who feed us, right? And your mom was an overworked mother of 6 kids, and yeah.
She was widowed. Yeah. You know, my dad died a month before I was born, and her mother died a month before her husband died. So I think she was kind of maybe depressed.
I just still want to get at, how did you even know what beauty was? I mean, how did you even know about what you wanted?
Gosh, I don't even know. Even as a kid, I always said, I just want to live on the Riviera. Mm-hmm. And my mother would be like, do you even know where that is?
But that became resentful on the part of your mom at times, you know. Are you going to leave us?
I think a lot of it was that, you know, all I did. Well, I've just always tried to please her my whole life. I just spent trying to please her, but I honestly just don't think she could be happy. She was a tough one.
Well, there was much that you loved. You loved your mother's tuna fish because it had, what, pickle juice in it?
Yeah, she would stretch it out with a lot of Cane's mayonnaise. Do not ever come home with Hellman's. And then some bean bread. And, Vlasic's, the Spears, dill pickle juice.
Yeah. In the tuna.
Oh, yeah, stretch it out.
You followed your mother to some of the clubs here, St. Patolph's, some of these waspy enclaves, frankly, that hired the Irish women from South Boston to be waitresses. You went. learned a lot there. You're then at the elbow of Todd English, rising chef, who was a screamer. Did he really dump a or throw a bowl of spaghetti on your head?
Well, yeah, I would say more like right at me, you know, right towards my, you know, I took my earrings off and the earring fell in the spaghetti. And he's like, "Whose earring is this?" And of course, I'm the only female on the line. But I said, "Yes, it's mine." He's like, "You stupid, la, 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 bleep, bleep, bleep." And then whipped it at me. Well, but he did have a temper.
He did. And you also kind of faked your way through. You did a whole meal on a cruise ship without knowing what the heck you were doing.
Nothing, yeah.
Read cookbooks.
Stayed up all night. I went to the library as soon as he said, "You sure you can handle this, Lynch?" I was like, "Yeah, I got this."
This is the cruise ship?
Yeah.
What do you think was driving you, Barbara Lynch? I mean, it's just, you know, you're a kid in South Boston and you want to make pesto for people, or you want to bake, so you go, you lifted a rolling pin. We should say you went back later as a famous chef and apologized to all the places you stole from. But what was driving you?
You know, it's funny because I just talked to one of my best friends who's in the book. She had no idea she was even in the book, Jane. And she's like, "But Bob, every time anybody tried to help you, you just ran. You ran away." And I was like, yeah, I don't think anything could hold me down, right? Back then, like, anytime anybody said no to me, that was a go to me. And so I just wanted to be something. I just didn't want to live like the way we lived. I always said, there's got to be a better life out there.
You know, I'm wondering, it was pretty much a shock to be reading along. You say you didn't want people holding you down. Some people did hold you down. You were gang raped. How old were you?
7.
I mean,
I think that's it. Like, I can't be held down, like, you know, anymore.
Was that hard for you to write about that? I mean, it was a shock to read.
Yeah. But I think it was good. Good for me.
Still painful.
Yeah, what? This has been a rough week. It's just so odd, you know. It's like, you know, when your friend who doesn't even think she's in the book had no idea, and that was the friend who was like, "Your t-shirt's on inside out." I said, "Jane, I had no idea. You know, you just don't even know what just happened." Yeah. And so I didn't realize it until a phone call, like in my late 30s. So, you know, I think I'm crying more for her.
Your friend. Because what?
She feels bad. Yeah. They're my life. They're
your friends.
Yeah.
Her friends and her staff ground her here. Bobby, one of her chefs, just read her book.
It's really just like talking to her. Just like she was right there in my living room.
What do you think of her story?
Like a classic hero's tale here in Boston, I think.
Or, as food critic Deborah First once famously put it, Barbara Lynch has quenelles, that's a little ball of fish or meat, of steel. Let's talk about your business. I loved how you handled when you were running one restaurant, you were coming against some resistance from the staff, and you just gathered everybody together and said, "Look, this is how we're going to do it. If you don't like it, leave."
Yeah.
But then, I'm stunned to read your own company, as you were handing over some of the reins to other management types, tried to, like, ease you out a bit.
Yeah. I ended up really ill after giving birth. It put me out of commission for about 14 weeks, and then I got a phone call that my kitchen staff was going to pull a mutiny. They can't work with the people I gave a third of my business to. So I tried to get them on the phone for 2 days, and they wouldn't reply back. And then I just got off my deathbed and went in and went right to the sources and couldn't believe what I was hearing, blah, 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 and it only comes
from the top. You're being phased out. It's your company.
Trying to be phased out. Yeah. Being called a lunatic, da, da, da. So just bought one out and at a hefty price. You know, it's amazing when you are just continuously called, what does she know? She's just a kid from the projects. Could piss you off, you know, and then that's when I learned how to run the business. And
but you built this, obviously.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing when they can spend other people's money, or
we will best Monday ever.
Yes, chef, we will have the best Monday ever. We, chef.
Is that, that's the cry, the rallying cry from the kitchen?
Yeah.
I can't believe something I just heard you say. People might have in recent years have said, what does she know, a kid from the projects? I mean, yeah. How about in your own head? Have you gotten over that? Are you sure of who Barbara Lynch is?
Yeah. I am so sure, and I'm so happy right now who I am. I always had that goal of, like, I want to be Joelle Robuchon, I want to be, you know, like the carrot. And I'm so happy I'm Barbara Lynch. Look how much I never used to look at, like, holy, like, I've done a lot, and I'm only, like, 53.
You can still be president.
No thanks. No thanks.
Chef Barbara Lynch at her Boston restaurant, Number 9 Park. Her others are Montong, Stir, Sportello, Drink, B&G Oysters, and The Butcher Shop. For an excerpt of her great memoir, Out of Line, A Life of Playing with Fire, go to hereandnow.org.